New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. J-Rock Klein Alley Show. To be a professional smuggler is a very lucrative business if you're smuggling in, you know, things like drugs, where there's usually a big markup. And there's been a lot of drug smuggling talk in the season of Euphoria. Mm-hmm. And everything from eating the balloons and then having to crap them out later. I mean, that's
a scary situation.
Throw them up later, I guess, is the way you're supposed to get them out.
One leak and you're donezo.
Yeah, one little hole and that's it. Game over.
You don't throw them up, dude. You poop them out.
I think... Is that
what they're doing? Yeah, they're digging through the toilet, dude.
Oh, yeah, she did that in the episode. They had to, like, poop them out.
Yeah.
I forgot. I guess the issue is when she was trying to take down the bags of drugs.
Yeah, you got
to
lube up your throat.
She's gagging a lot. And I think they put KY in your throat to get it down there really good. God. I lately have had to smuggle. The last few times we go to, you know, so many stadiums now, you can't go in with a purse. You have to have a see-through bag. And we get there, and this happened at SoFi recently, and my wife will have her purse with her because she forgets that. And she goes, ugh. I'm not allowed to bring this in. It's not see-through.
And is it massive? So it's a massive bag?
It's a big
bag.
Purse. And I have to, like, hide the thing in my shirt and try to sneak in with it. And I'm like...
You have to put it in a balloon and swallow it.
I have to swallow... I lube up my throat and I swallow a Chanel bag.
And then crap it out.
And then I have to crap it out later at the... It's a process.
Sounds painful.
But for fashion, anything, you know?
Right.
So this is the nature... This is what we do now. It's terrible. So as a result, we are smuggling more and more. A lot of it has to do with the cost of things now. People don't want to buy things. So they sneak things in.
Felt so proud of myself in college smuggling weed back and forth from California to New York because they didn't have good weed in New York. All the good weed was in California. So every time I visited, it would be like, how can I load up? I would put it in shampoo bottles. I would hide it in between my underwear and a maxi pad.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Someone smoked that?
I did.
Oh.
All of us did.
Oh.
It was between the maxi pad and the underwear.
That's gross.
But the maxi pad smelled enough, like, you know, those scents to cover up the weed smell.
Yeah, I don't know. That's enough for me to quit weed forever.
Really,
that story.
Who's sniffing your crutch?
Dogs.
A dog could sniff through that.
Well, they didn't.
Not with
I
Allie.
Successfully smoked. The dog was like, ugh.
Kill the dog, huh?
I was just gagging.
There's another dog.
He's never done that
don't
before.
Don't pet me, Allie.
Dawn on K-Rock, what did you successfully smuggle? Hi.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I dated a guy in college, and he had an Amazon parrot business. He would sell parrots, and then come to find out that he was smuggling them across the border, and he started having me go with him since I was a white girl, and it was less suspicious. We'd rent a car and take out the spare tire, and we'd put newspaper in there, and we would put the baby parrots in, and we'd come across the border about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And then he started smuggling monkeys and tarantulas.
Whoa! How is he catching all? Like, is how is he getting?
I don't think he catches them out there, right? He's got a hookup.
No.
Yeah, he had a guy down there that would help to get him to come across from Central America, and then he would pick them up in TJ.
Whoa!
And what was the most lucrative of those animals? Monkeys, I would imagine. Those got to go for more than tarantulas, right? What can you really get for a tarantula?
Yeah, I mean, tarantulas, he'd sell them, like, at the Fairplex. They'd have, like, the reptile superstores and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so he'd buy them in bulk and sell them there. But one of the times he ended up getting the same rental car that he had the tarantulas in, and they spray their hairs. And all of the parrots that we transported the next time sucked in the hairs. And by the time we got back across the border, all of the birds had died.
Oh. What?
Man, trunk full of dead birds.
Because they sucked in tarantula hair?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
knows that, Allie. God, how'd you not know that?
I know nothing about animals.
I didn't know about wolverines earlier. She didn't know about that thing.
So I guess he just never got caught? Did he stop doing it, or what happened?
Hold on. Where is she on line 4? What happened? Dawn?
His brother was a sheriff. Hello?
Oh, well, that was stupid.
So how much money? Caught. How much money is in that? Did he make hundreds of thousands of dollars? Millions of dollars?
No, I mean, over the years, he'd probably make about 30 or 40 grand a year.
Oh, that's nothing.
Just in smuggle, yeah, but just in a couple of trips to smuggle, you know.
That's a side hustle.
It's a great side hustle, for sure. And I wonder, there's all these weird rules about animals where, like, you can't breed them, but you can sell them.
Or if you have them already, it's okay, but you can't buy them.
You can own them, but you can't buy them. Mm-hmm. So then they're basically writing the rule in such a way where you have to smuggle it because there's no other way to do it.
Yeah, it's like, if you have one, we're not going to ask any questions about how you got it, but we better not know how you got it.
All right, we're going to smuggle one of you into Warner Brothers to enjoy the Superman experience where you can help save the planet. It's a lot of fun, and we recently did it, and our goal is for you to beat Jake's high score. Nadine, what did you smuggle?
Jose Cuervo, like, ready-mix margaritas at the Honda Center in those fake iPhone flasks.
I did not get one word of that.
Hold on. She's in the trunk of the first caller. Hold on.
No, like, we used to smuggle ready mix Jose Cuervo margarita mix in those fake iPhone flasks in the Honda Center.
Oh, the fake iPhone flask.
And you would smuggle margarita mix.
Sounds like she's on it right now, smuggling it around
her. It's a weird thing to smuggle.
But that's because, you know, drinks, as you know, you go to any venue, drinks not cheap. So if you can figure out a successful way to smuggle it in, and they do love keeping the drinks out. No outside drinks allowed. Well, they put signs everywhere.
A venue that we went to a couple years ago, Vanessa brought tampon shots. Remember that?
Yeah, my friend. It was like the packaging, but the tubes were glass.
Where did you smuggle your tampon shots?
No, they were just tubes, clear tubes.
No, I know, but where did you bring those? Where did you bring those into?
They were wrapped in tampon packaging.
She's confusing herself right now.
Because I'm old enough to get my period.
All right. Where did you?
It was at SoFi.
Oh, that's where she snuck him into. Yeah. SoFi.
Yeah, because did you remember we took a shot? Did you take one?
Yeah, I took one.
A tampon shot. We took one together.
I don't remember taking a tampon shot.
Well, you got to take one. There's nothing like a good tampon shot.
Vanessa, do I have to wait till later this month to take one? When can I take a tampon shot?
Yeah, only once a month.
Okay. Next time you have it in here, you let me know. I'll take a tampon shot.
Well, it's great because most of the security checkers are men, and they're like, I don't want to touch that.
Hey. Moody woman coming through. let her go and fix the thermostat. Hey, Cindy, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Shout out Nate Bangers and happy birthday to my girlfriend, Gabby.
Nice.
All right, all well said. What did you smuggle successfully?
My Dabix Go, which is an electric dab rig to smoke, you know, concentrates through TSA.
And how did you smuggle it?
It literally comes with a bag, so it looks like I'm carrying like a cool-ass water bottle or something. But I was kind of scared, so my homegirl said, I'll take it, and she took it, and she told them it was lava lamp, and they believed it.
A lava lamp.
Oh, my God. It's glass.
Ridiculous.
This is a lava lamp, which I also don't think you can bring.
No, that's probably not allowed, unless it's a small lava lamp. Bruce, what'd you smuggle successfully?
Well, I wasn't successful. I was on a cruise ship out of Long Beach, and I brought wax, and we were smoking it in our room for the first 7 days of the cruise. And I woke up one morning with two big South African dudes standing at the foot of my bed, told me if I didn't have airplane tickets back to San Francisco, by the time we got into port, I was going to get arrested by the port authority. So needless to say, I made it back to San Francisco, and I just wanted to say hi to you guys and share that story. I'm listening from South Lake Tahoe on my cell phone right now.
Oh, cool.
And there is Wolverines.
There are Wolverines. Wolverines exist. Man caught smuggling. Seems like weed is funny because I think they just recently changed the rules about weed where you can now fly with it as long as it's medicinal and they can't actually.
I think if you're flying between two states where it's.
I think now it's everywhere.
When we went to Colorado, I think you could bring weed because California and Colorado both have recreational laws. Whatever.
Oh, boy. Allie had a late night last night.
Yeah, guys, I'm trying.
She was at Florence until way too late. Hey, Amber, what happened to you? What'd you smuggle?
I smuggled my husband's weed into Disneyland with my kid's stroller.
Nice.
See, there's something about using kids' stuff to smuggle. Which
or when
I think
they use, like, baby dolls and there's, like, crack inside. You're like, nice.
So where in the stroller did you smuggle the weed?
So this was during COVID when you were walking the path. So what I did is I like snuck it next to a planter that's next to where you would walk past. So we went through security, and then after security, I stopped with my kid's stroller because they make you take all the bags out. And then I stopped next to that planter. I acted like I was putting my bags back in, but then I grabbed the weed that I had stuck next to the planter on the other side of security. And I
Man, that's why they have those planters at Disney. I was wondering what they were there for.
It's to plant.
It's to plant. It's to plant things. Smart.
626. Never underestimate the power of boobs. I can smuggle a medium-sized bottle of liquor in my boobs.
Who could do that? A woman can do that?
626 said that they can do that.
Where do you put it?
Under, I would imagine. Under or between. If they're big enough, then...
I guess the cleavage is a great place, great way to hide stuff. But you have to wear the right shirt. If you're wearing a low-cut shirt, you see what you're smuggling.
Yeah, but you could put the bottle underneath your boobs, and then it just makes your boobs look like extra plump. And then everyone's looking at your sweet boobs and not the liquor underneath.
Well, that's the best part. It's just a giant distraction away. I mean, that's if you're doing security, you're just looking all day.
Right, exactly. I don't know if you ever went to the drive-through or drive-in movies. 657 say they used to smuggle a bunch of friends in the trunk going through the drive-in movie theater. I used to do that with my friends, too.
David, you would smuggle people?
Yeah, back in the day, drive-in theaters, I'll mix people I can in the back of my trunk.
How many people could you fit back there?
I said about four.
That's
a
lot.
I had a little friend, so we squeezed them in, so about four or five.
Four and a half people. That's incredible. Well, there you have it.
Well, Pat Williams.
People are very successful at their smuggling tactics, which I think you need now more than ever. It's a very good skill.
760 smuggled cocaine in their butt into a theme park.
Well, that's old school. I mean, that's like the least creative way, but that's, you know, time-tested, I guess.
It's the most reliable, I'd say.
If you're just joining us this morning, we've all eaten a ton of these apparently laxative gummies that are all very viral from Trader Joe's. They're not supposed to be laxative gummies, but that's the case because they've got 250% of your daily fiber or something.
Yeah, so I think Klein's going to be the most affected by this. He just polished off a bag.
I'm almost done with the bag. I have a three left, and that bag is completely done.
Vanessa, you're pacing yourself.
Vanessa, pick one of these people and send them to Warner Brothers for the Superman experience on K-Rock. Wake up, wake up.